Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good.
Wow.
Nice to have you here. Looks like you've got a busy month of May lined up here.
We do have a busy month of May. Of course, May is always busy anyway with graduation and Mother's Day and all that, but we're going to add to that. So on Monday, May 1st, which is just right around the corner, author and traveler Roxy Yonke will read excerpts from her latest book, Secret Kansas. And that will be here at the Lyon County History Center. That starts at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 12:45. She's a very interesting sort. I think people will enjoy meeting her and listening to her book. So, yeah, Monday, May 1st, 12:45 here at the History Center.
Secret Kansas. So are these places,
Secret Kansas,
these places that people may not have heard of, or are we exposing more information that we thought we might get from someplace?
Both of those things, places that people aren't aware of and things at places that people are aware of, but things they weren't aware of. So
yeah.
it's a very interesting book, and I think everybody will enjoy that.
I'm looking forward to next Saturday because you've got, you know, one of the things that's near and dear to my heart, always has been baseball, and you got the vintage version starting up here next week.
Yes, we had two teams. We've combined them into one. We had the William Allen White Sox and the Howe House Hitters, and we've combined into one team with a new name, the Vintage Nine, the Emporia Nine, excuse me, Lisa just corrected me, the Emporia Nine, and we even got new uniforms. So that is next Saturday, May 6th, or a week from Saturday, May 6th. We will have a whole day of things. So tours of the White House, nature walks, free food, and a game that starts at 1 o'clock. So bring your lawn chair, come on down, and enjoy 1860s rules baseball. It's a lot of fun. I'm even going to be the umpire, so that should be entertaining because, you know, I'll just make things up as we go, as I do.
And you're allowed?
I am on that Saturday, I am. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And we're also, that day, we have a new partner, Alexa Dawson. Alexa is part of the We Do Skirts, and she has created a place called Good Way Gardens. So we'll have a community garden down there at the Howe House, and so she's going to be talking about that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, May 7th, we will have the garden part will be open with a plant swap and a garden market and a prairie walk, which is through our trail that we have down there at the Howe House, and a scavenger hunt. And then after that, an open jam circle. So if you are a musician or think you might be a musician, come on down and join the jam circle and have fun. So that's Saturday, May 6th for the baseball and Sunday, May 7th for the garden.
All right. So you have brand new old uniforms then, huh?
We have brand new, factory new old uniforms. There is a company out in California that makes these, and so we were lucky enough that we got some really timely donations that we could purchase some new uniforms. So new year, new team, new uniforms. We're ready to go.
I have to ask what the color scheme is for the Emporia 9 now.
Well, I wanted to go something a little crazy, as you might imagine, but we're going with black and white.
Black and white. So is
black
it,
and white.
So is it white on black or black on white?
Let's see. It would be black and white and black and white. Black hat, white shirt, black suspenders, black pants, white socks.
Okay,
got it. Gotcha. Okay,
nice.
So, which is that was a pretty typical combination back in the day. So we're just trying to be historically accurate.
All right, you mentioned you're going to be having some nature walks too out there, huh? On Saturday.
Nature walks, yes. So our path that we've created, our walking path down there, the Howe House, through the native grass and wildflowers, will be open and ready for people to take a tour of the flora and the fauna. And so, yeah, it's a three-quarter mile. I've been saying half mile, but we remeasured. It's a three-quarter mile walking trail that goes down from the back of the house property all the way down to the zoo and then back up to the house. So, three-quarters of a mile.
All right, and let's see. I understand you're in the process of creating a local historic preservation group, Greg.
We are creating a local historic preservation group. Oftentimes, there are properties that are torn down for whatever reason, and we don't have a chance, we, the historical people, don't have a chance to go through that property to make sure that the house itself didn't have any historical significance or there wasn't any historical aspect, architecture features in the house. So we're trying to create a group where we can do that, go through the house before they tear it down, just to save that history before it's lost.
How is the membership drive going with that right now?
So we're going pretty good. We have a few people interested, and we're going to have a meeting here before too very long. And so another part of that we want to do is create a local historic site register. So we have the state historic site. We have the national historic site, but we want to create a local historic site. Sites that are significant to the local area, and that's just not Emporia, but everywhere in Lyon County.
So if people are interested in being a part of this project, what can they do, Greg?
They can call me here at the Lyon County History Center or Lisa Soller. Our number here is 620-340-6310. Just call us, talk about, we'll talk about what we plan and your interest in that.
Outstanding. Greg, are we missing anything that you wanted to put out here this morning?
Just that we look forward to a very busy summer. Things are already filling up. Of course, the Unbound is coming up, and so every rider that's in the Unbound, whatever mileage, has to come through our building to register and get all their swag. And so we are an integral part of that coming up. And, of course, the Dynamic Disc Open starts this week, and so another summer warm weather activity. So we're looking forward to a very busy summer.
As we all are. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director of Lyon County History Center, 711 Commercial in downtown Emporia. Call 340-6310 for more information on anything you just heard right there. 849, good morning.
Emporia State University Theater presents Love for Love by William Conway.